was four, you know, most of the things. Same thing with auctions. You know, I farmed with auctions for several years.
No, sir, I didn't realize that. Tell me about that.
You didn't ever see anybody farm with cows?
No, sir, tell me about
steers?
It.
Oh, good night. When I was a kid of a boy, we kept auctions all the time. We used them just like horses. Only they had a yoke, an ox yoke, a big old piece of wooden thing. I got one out there in that junkyard, a big old piece of wooden thing. It's scalloped out and it fit right over the back of the necks. And a bow that comes under the necks and goes up there and fastened on top of that yoke. And a chain that went from the middle of the yoke between the oxen that went back to your plow or your wagon or whatever not, whatever you're using. And them oxen work them just like horses.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
They pull like that?
Oh, goodness. I used to get cut into the gin with them. When I was a kid, boy, I used to drive oxen to a wagon, and I've used as many as four oxen to one wagon and get cut into the gin with them.
So you didn't use anything like a single tree with oxen?
No, you didn't have to have no single tree. You just, that yoke, they just put, they done all they pull in by the neck. You see, had a thing, a loop of the thing, it went right around under the neck and pressed right against the shoulders, and that thing fit, it scalloped away, just fit right on top of the neck, and they just pull from that neck. That's all they pull in from the shoulder and neck. See, every bit of it is on the shoulder and neck. And you fasten your chain, had a chain, it run back and fastened to your equipment, whatever you was using with it.
Well, if you had a single tree, if you had two of them, didn't you have to connect them to something?
Double tree. A double tree and a single tree on each end of it.
Well, how did you make those oxen good? Did you have something to hit them with or something?
Yeah, and talk to them. You talk to them.
Tell me about it.
Well, it is right amusing the way you talk to them. You just, you'd hook them up to your plow or to your wagon or whatever it was, and you just, if you wanted to go to the right, you'd say, Ike. Ike. Now, why they use that, I don't know what. They say, Ike, Ike, Ike. And he knew that just like a horse says G. You know, you knew you said G to a horse, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you want a horse to go to the right, you say G. And if you want to go left, you say Haw.
With oxen, you say Ike.
Ike and Whoa. You say Whoa. A long drawling Whoa if you want to go to the left. And if you want to stop, you say a short Whoa.
So how would you say?
If you want to go left, say, whoa, whoa. And if you want to stop, say, whoa. If you want to go to the right, you say, Ike. And a horse, you're going to go right, you say, gee. If you want to go to the left, you say, haw.
How do you make a horse stop?
Whoa. Amusing story. I know amusing story about that. I'm ashamed to tell it, but this very boy is a sleeping man. He was a great big old teenage boy, about 14 or 15 years old, and I'd about quit farming. And he had never learned how to plow good. He's a great big old boy, too. He might not have been that old, but he's up big enough to plow. And he had never paid enough attention to me plowing around until he knew anything about horse language and stuff like that. And there's some blaming little nigger boys lived over across the fence side. They'd been plowing ever since they was knee-high to a duck. And they knew all about it, you know, and knew what to say to mules and horses. And so they brought their mule over here to plow my garden one day. And it was right out there at that gate. It goes into the hay meadow. And I said, G.B., you're going to be a great big old boy now. You just would have learned how to plow this garden. And old Brady, a little nigger boy, brought the mule over there, you know. And I said, you get a hold of that plow and try your hand out on plowing. He caught a hold of the plow and had the little old mule hitched up to the plow, you know. He didn't know what to say. Of course, the mule just standing there and he'd be holding the plow, you know, holding the plow handles, you know. And he just kept shaking the plow so much until the mule started. He never did say nothing because he didn't know what to say. No, yes, he did, too. He says, let's go. You know, that's what he said, let's go. And he should have said, get up. You know, and he'd say, let's go. And every once in a while, he'd say, let's be gone. And let's go. And just kept shaking until the mule finally started. But he didn't start from what he was saying. He just started. Well, he didn't go but a little piece of something hung on his plow, and he couldn't plow with it. The grass or something hung on the point of his plow, and he wanted to stop. Well, he didn't know what to say. And he kept pulling back on the handle and saying, wait, wait, wait. And that plain little nigger boy was just out there rolling. He was just tickling him to death. And finally he did, finally stop. But that is the most amusing thing you've ever seen. The boy not knowing what to say. And I was ashamed of myself because I hadn't taught him before he got that big.